This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials said Monday the death toll from a Russian missile strike on an apartment building in the east-central city of Dnipro has risen to 40, with rescue crews still searching the rubble for any survivors. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson has more.
Russia fired two waves of missiles at Ukraine on Saturday, striking targets across the country as fighting raged on the battlefield in the eastern towns of Soledar and Bakhmut. The attack on this apartment block in the east-central city of Dnipro was one of the worst strikes of the war against civilians. It was struck by a Soviet-era Kh-22 missile. The missile is known to be inaccurate, and Ukraine lacks the air defenses to shoot it down. The death toll could rise further still, with 30 people being treated in hospital, including young children. Meanwhile, Russia and Belarus will begin what they're calling defensive air force drills on Monday, which have triggered fears in Kyiv and the West of a new ground offensive in Ukraine.
That was Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reporting. Russian forces have repeatedly hit civilian targets since invading Ukraine last February, and Russian officials have also repeatedly denied doing so. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov did so again on Monday.
Российские вооруженные силы не наносят ударов по жилым домам или по объектам социальной инфраструктуры.
Peskov told reporters the Russian armed forces do not strike neither residential buildings nor the sites of civilian infrastructure. The strikes are aimed at military targets, both obvious and camouflaged. He blamed the attack on the Dnipro apartment building on Ukrainian countermissile air defenses. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italy's number one fugitive, convicted mafia boss Matteo Massino Denaro, has been detained at a private clinic in Palermo, Sicily, after 30 years of being on the run. Associated Press correspondent Charles De Ledesma has more.
Pasquale Angelo Santo from the paramilitary police says the mafia boss was arrested in a healthcare facility where he went for treatments. Italian state television is reporting Denaro was immediately taken to a secret location by police. A young man when he went into hiding, he's now 60. Messina Denaro, who had a power base in western Sicily, was considered the island's Cosa Nostra top boss. Even while a fugitive, he was tried in absentia and convicted of dozens of murders and faces multiple life sentences. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the United States, Monday is Martin Luther King Day, a federal holiday. In honor of the day, U.S. President Joe Biden plans to be in Washington to speak at the National Action Network's annual breakfast. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder has more. We apologize. There's a technical difficulty with that report. The casket carrying the former and last king of Greece has emerged from Athens Metropolitan Cathedral after a funeral service Monday attended by royalty from across Europe. A crowd of thousands chanted "Long live the king" and "Constantine, Constantine" as the funeral procession passed by. A 1974 referendum abolished Greece's monarchy, and Constantine spent decades in exile before returning to his home country. He's to be buried in Tetoi, the site of a former royal estate north of Athens, next to where his parents and ancestors are buried. Before the funeral, the late and former king was allowed a limited period of lying in state at a chapel next to the cathedral that hosted Constantine's funeral, and thousands of people came to pay their respects. Officials say search teams have retrieved the flight data and cockpit voice recorders of a passenger plane that plummeted into a gorge on approach to a new airport in the foothills of the Himalayas Sunday. Investigators are looking for the cause of Nepal's deadliest plane crash in 30 years. At least 69 of the 72 people aboard were killed, and officials believe the three missing are also dead. Rescuers are still searching the debris Monday for them. It's scattered down a 300-meter-deep gorge. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.